Now notice how Paul develops this. He says, for if Abraham were justified or declared righteous by works, that is, by works of the flesh, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. He can glory in self, but not before God. Now it was assumed that Abraham had good works that counted before God. And the fact of the matter is that Abraham had many good works. But the startling thing was to discover that these good works were not the ground of salvation, but were the result of his salvation and the result of being justified by faith. You see, James and Paul did not contradict each other. When James said, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered up Isaac, his son, upon the altar? And that's James 2:21. Now, the works that James describes are not the works of the flesh under law, because he wasn't under law. The works of faith. He believed God and he offered up Isaac. But did he do it? No. God stopped him and would not let him go through with it. Why? Because it was wrong. You see, Paul and James quote the same verse. He believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. James 2:23 and Romans 4:3. But James goes to the end of his life, to the time that he offered up Isaac. Now, Abraham stood on the same ground on which the weakest sinner stands. Granted that Abraham did have works in which to boast, he could never do so before God. God does not accept the works of the flesh, and the works of the flesh could not stand before his holiness. And certainly Abraham's works were tinctured. And now he quotes the Scripture. And this is verse 3. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, was counted unto him for righteousness. James quotes that, by the way, and Paul quotes it. I think in three epistles. That is, if he wrote Hebrews. And I think he did. Now, in Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews, Paul appeals to the Scriptures as final authority. He even personifies it here. The Scripture is God speaking. What does the Scripture say? That's God speaking. There's no other authority which he can appeal to. It was Dr. Benjamin Warfield that made the statement, the Bible is the Word of God in such a way that whatever the Bible says, God says. And that's what Paul is saying. And friends, I wish today that more men who claim to be evangelicals really believe the Word of God, and that it is the Word of God, that it is God speaking and not man. Paul quotes from the Old Testament directly about 60 times in this epistle, and this is a quotation, of course, from Genesis 15:6. He believed in the Lord. He counted it to him for righteousness. Paul says, hear what the Scripture says. God is speaking to you in the Word of God. How tremendous that is. Now, this promise is given to Abraham at a time when he raised the question with God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? Genesis 15:3. Now, God gave him no assurance other than a confirmation of the promise that his seed would be like the stars. In other words, Abraham simply believed God. He took the naked word of God at face value, and he rested in it. Newell puts it like this, and I'd like to share with you what he has to say here. Here it is. There was no honor, no merit in Abraham believing the faithful God who cannot lie. The honor was God's. When Abraham believed God, he did the one thing that a man can do without doing anything. God made the statement, the promise, and God undertook to fulfill it. Abraham believed in his heart that God told the truth, and there was no effort here. Abraham's faith was not an act, but an attitude. His heart is turned completely away from himself to God and his promise. This left God free to fulfill that promise. Faith was neither a meritorious act by Abraham, nor a change of character or nature in Abraham. He simply believed God would accomplish what he had promised. In these shall all the families of the earth be blessed. How wonderful. This is a very, very, well, there's no adjective that adequately describes this. I just don't know how to describe it. Well, let me move on. Now he counted it to him. That is, he reckoned it. He put it on his account. And this is something that's very important. He imputed it. He imputed it over to him for righteousness. Now, and that's not what it is, but that's what God did.